जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन भला गिरिवर दाढ़ी गोपी जन बालाभ गिरिवर धारी गोपी जन बालाभ गिरिवर धारी बल्लभ यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन ब्रज जन यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जमुना तीरा बनचारी जमुना तीरा बनचारी बनचारी जया राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जैया राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तरशत श्रीमद्भि डिवाइन ग्रेसेस भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शिल प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की इस्कॉन फाउंडर आचार्य शिल प्रभुपाद की ग्रंथरा श्रीमद् भागवतं की निताई गौर प्रेमानंदी ओ ग्लोरियस टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज O glory to the assembled devotees. O glory to the assembled devotees. O glory to Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, De Summon Bonon, Chapter 22, Krishna Steals the Garments of the Unmarried Gopis, Text Number 6 and Number 7. Nadia kada chit agatya tire nipshipya purvavat Basamsi Krishna Gayantyo Bijaru Shalile Muda Nadya Kadachit Agatya Tire Nipshipya Purbabat Bashamshi Krishna Gayantyo Bijaru Shalile Muda Nadya kadachi agatya tire nipshipya burbabat Bashamshi Krishnam Gayanto Bijharu Shalile Muda. Chan. Nada kada chit agatya Tirenichipya purbabat Bashamsi Krishna Gayantyo Bijaru Salile Muda Nadyaha of the river Kadachit once Agatya coming Tire to the shore Nishipya throwing down Purvabhat, as previously, Bashamshi, their clothing, Krishnam, about Krishna, Gayantyaha, singing, Bajaru, they play, Salile, in the water, Muda, with pleasure. Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. One day, they came to the riverbank and, putting aside their clothing as they had done before, happily played in the water while singing the glories of Krishna. Purport. According to Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, this incident occurred on the day the young gopis completed their vow, which was a full moon day. To celebrate the successful completion of their vow, the girls invited young Radharani, the daughter of Vrishabhanu, and the special object of their affection. Along with other important gopis, they brought them all to the river to bathe. The plane in the water was meant to serve as the Abhabhrita Snana, the ceremonial bath taken immediately upon the completion of a Vedic sacrifice. Srila Prabhupada comments as follows, quote, "It's an old system among Indian girls and women that when they take bath in the river, they place their garments on the bank and dip into the water completely naked. The portion of the river where the girls and women take bath was strictly prohibited to any male. And this is still the system. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, knowing the minds of the unmarried young gopis, awarded them their desired objective. They have prayed for Krishna to become their husband, and Krishna wanted to fulfill their desires." Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurum Militam Jnana Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Srimate Rupa Swami Niti Namine Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvesesha Shunyavadi Pashatyade Sadaline Vancha Kalpa Taruvyasha Kripa Sindhu Vyaiva Chapatitanam Pavanevio Vaishnavevio Namo Namaha. So text number 5, number 6. Usasyutaja Gotrai Swavai Aniyojam Badaba Baba Bahaba Krishnan uchar jagur jantya kalindyan statun ambaham. Translation: each day they rose at dawn, calling out to one another by name. They all held hands and loudly sung the glories of Krishna while going to the Kalindi to take their bath. And today's verse again. One day, they came to the river bank and putting aside their clothing, as they have done before, happily played in the water while singing the glories of Krishna. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur comments on text number 6. So again, text number 6. Each day, they rose at dawn, calling out to one another by name. They all held hands and loudly sung the glories of Krishna while going to the Kalindi to take their bath. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, this verse is a continuation of the thought of verse 2 describing how the gopis went to bathe in the waters of the Yamuna. They call each other by name. Swagotrai, quote, "Oh Danya, where are you? Why are you late?" End of quote. Srila Jiva Goswami comments, out of prema, Sukadev forgot, but now he remembers to describe the preliminaries to their vow. Filled with great anuraga, they rose at dawn by calling each other names, or they rose at dawn with their associates. They shared their love of Krishna and those they held hands. Absorbed in him, they sung his name loudly, since they were fixed on that alone, as if that word gave them consciousness. Daily they went to take bath. Though this was difficult, they did it daily, showing that they were fixed on him. This is the special nature of anuraga. This is described throughout the chapter. So, the austerities were not easy. And it's winter too, or it's approaching winter. This time, December. It's a description. If it follows, it's a winter time, so it's cold. It's difficult, and they're fasting, and they're doing all these austerities. They're just only eating this the plain khichdi, and so even though it was difficult, they did it with great enthusiasm, anuraga, and they did it. And the beautiful picture is that they were not necessary. Although they have all of them, they have the same goal to have Krishna as their husband, and they shared that goal with each other very happily, holding hands and singing about Krishna. So, having that unifying purpose. Srila Sanatana Goswami comments on this verse. Not only did they think of Krishna, but they were absorbed in kirtan, the best feature of worship. Or having described the ingredients of worship, some of them performed this vow. By his mercy, Sukadev described to Parikshit the major part of the vow. They rose before sunrise, at dawn, since the Yamuna was far away, calling each other by the names Gotrai. They held each other's arms firmly, Abadha, since they could stumble on the path in the dark, or for fear of falling down from fainting in prema from doing kirtan, or because they had affection for each other. Because of affection, they could perform the vow with conviction. They sound loudly to bring everyone together, or because they became absorbed in singing. The daily bath, again, described to show its excellence. Daily bath is again described to show its excellence. And today's verse, one day they came to the riverbank and putting aside their clothing, as they had done before, happily played in the water while singing the glories of Krishna. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur comments on this verse. Kadachit, sometimes, here, means on the full moon day when the vrata was completed after 1 month. This was mentioned in the fifth verse. These unmarried gopis also invited Radha and others who were objects of Krishna's love and could help fulfill their wishes. After completing their worship, the unmarried gopis sported with them in the water, as bathing is part of the Yajna rites. So this was at the completion, this at this point was at the completion of the whole month of austerities. And then the final ritual is taking this bath. And this bath is called the Abhabhrita Snana, the ceremonial bath taken immediately upon the completion of a Vedic sacrifice. And they did that with Srimati Radharani and some of the other principal gopis. Srila Jiva Goswami comments, one day, on the full moon day, at the end of the month, this event took place. They always went into the water since they were children. Thus, as previously, they enter. They played in bliss because they sung about Krishna. By the bliss of their singing, they did not become cold, even though the water they were in the winter water. Or they were blissful because the vow was not now complete. They played in the water singing about Krishna. This shows their absorption of Krishna without thinking of their bodies. This shows oneness of their mind, voices, and bodies. So, the highest absorption of spiritual bliss. So, I thought to read from the chapter in Ananda Vrindavan Champu. It's very beautiful, this Ananda Vrindavan Champu book, and it's written by Srila Kavi Karnapura. And Srila Kavi Karnapura is the son of Shivananda Sen, who is one of the intimate associates of Lord Chaitanya, who is always was the one who organized all the accommodations and the service for the devotees when they were traveling from Navadvip to Jagannath Puri. So he will be the main organizer of all the accommodations, the prasadam, the travels, everything. So he was a very dear devotee of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and his son is Srila Kavi Karnapura, and he wrote this beautiful book. One of the things is that he gave this more details on the pastimes, and then we can get a sense of the gopis, their thinking, their hearts, their feelings, and is very beautiful. So, chapter 12, stealing the garments of the gopis. One day, due to their sadhana, so what I do is I'm going to read up to this point in the chapter, that when the completion of the verse, and tomorrow I read a little more. One day, due to their sadhana, the intense hope of Danyasaki and the other attractive Braja Kumaris to obtain Krishna as their husband blossomed like a flower on the desired tree of their hearts. Somehow or other, from that day, the parents thought that their daughters would be happy by getting good husbands. So rather than their being disturbed, they happily helped their daughters observe the necessary vows to fulfill their natural desire. With great affection, the mothers warned their daughters, quote, "You young bodies are as delicate as flowering creepers. Therefore, you cannot endure painful austerities. How would you be able to suppress the bliss you are feeling within and suddenly show the determination needed to perform such difficult activities? Since you will not be able to do it, you should not attempt to undergo this vow of worship. We have never seen you do such thing before." End of quote. Such discouraging words merely increase the gopis' determination. The mothers inquire from the daughters, quote, "O young girls, who is the devata whom you are worshipping? Is it Uma, Umapati, Madhava, Kamala, or Brahma? What type of puja are you doing? Is wealth required? Who is the acharya directing the chanting of the Vedic mantras? Think about careful and tell us." End of quote. To stop any further discussion of the subject which may reveal their hidden intention to attain Krishna, the unmarried gopis thought about their mother's words and answered modestly. Quote, "If any living entity put his determined faith in any devata, then that devata will surely fulfill his desires. Therefore, we will satisfy our desire by increasing our worship of Goddess Katayani. We have employed our minds to serve as the best of acharyas. We have employed our minds to serve as the best of acharyas. His orders will determine our future and bring us to our goal. While walking or sleeping, our mental acharya is chanting a mantra to help us fulfill our purpose." End of quote. Being discouraged by their mother's word from performing the Katayani Vrata, the gopis felt temporarily despondent. Nevertheless, when the first day of the Hemanta season arrived, waves of blissful rasa agitated the ocean of their heart. With great enthusiasm, they collected Havishyana and the other articles to execute the Katayani Vrata. The bodies of the gopis reveal a distinct type of beauty while undergoing the hardship of the vrata. Since they no longer chew tambula, their natural luster of the lips glow prominently. Though their skin turns somewhat pale, and harden it without their daily oil massage, their body glistened like fresh asok leaf washed by the rain. Since they no longer apply oil to their hair, it became dull and dry like the mans of a destitute. From eating once a day, their bodies became very thin and lost their natural effulgences. Though they still wore gems and jewel necklace, their bodies look as lackluster as the second phase of the dark moon. Seeing the intensity of their penance and their emaciated condition, all the Brajavasis were astonished and felt pity for them. The burning desire to obtain Krishna within the minds of the gopis, interrupted their sleep and forced them to wake up in the middle of the night. Although insufficient sleep reddened their eyes, they washed their faces, discarded their white sleeping dresses, and put on auspicious pink clothes. While throwing off the lethargy of sleep, they joyfully consider, quote, following the scriptural injunctions, let us take an early morning bath in the Yamuna, end of quote. Every morning, the gopis will meet according to the secret agreements they have made the night before. Welcoming each other with respectful words, they embrace and exchange great love. With their impeccable qualities and graceful lotus stem-like arms, the gopis look like an attractive cluster of lotuses walking down the path. Alone, they felt shy and hesitant to approach Krishna. But as a group, they shone with the pride and power of a dazzling cascade of light. Spreading their radiant effulgence in all directions, the gopis appear like a garland of lightning bolts moving on the earth. Every day before sunrise, these lovely young ladies went to the Yamuna while singing loudly about the qualities of Hari, who is forever praised by heavenly demigods like Brahma. Full of rhythm and precise intonations, the voice blended harmoniously with the soft, sweet notes of their veenas. A sweet smell emanated from the mouth as the gopis engaged in kirtan. Captivated by the fragrance, swarms of bees flew excitedly towards the lotus faces, hoping to drink the nectar. When the gopis blinked their eyes in fear of the buzzing bees, the beauty of their faces greatly increased. The chiming sounds of their bangles conquered the chirping of love-maddened sparrows. Just as the hot sunshine does not wilt the lotus flowers, the faces of the gopis remain fresh and attractive, even though they constantly burn it with a desire to meet Krishna. The maidservants of the gopis follow behind them, carrying the finest ingredients for Devi Puja, which they have collected according to strict rules. Thus, the Braja Kumaris, brimming with affection, ignore restrictions imposed by their elders and proceed to the banks of the Yamuna. Although Yamuna Devi is the daughter of the sun who removes all darkness and afflictions, she herself is filled with streams of darkness. With the eyes of her swirling waves, Yamuna Devi could directly perceive the faith of the young woman who desired Nandasuta as their husband. Seeing the agitation caused by their blossoming prema, Yamuna Devi wanted to embrace the gopis with the playful hands of her waves. Yamuna respectfully said, quote, "O Sakis, come, come." Then she made a hat, yat, yat sound with her waves in response to the delicate yat, yat sound of their gopis' ankle bells. And they quickly ran down the forest path. Understanding the desires of the young gopis, Yamuna Devi offered her respects and tenderly looked at the gopis from the corners of her lotus flower eyes. The rays of the rising sun instigated pleasure pastimes among the pairs of reunited Chakravaka birds who have been separated the night before. Water birds chirped gaily while flying overhead. Upon arriving at the Yamuna, the impatient Braja Kumaris immediately threw off their woolen shawls, covered by thin white cotton bathing outfits, the blissful bodies of the gopis look more beautiful than a stream of falling snow. The gopis shiver and softly sighed due to the chilly morning air. The quivering of their leaf-bud like lips reveal the splendor of the pearly white teeth. The gopis smile gently and giggle upon noticing their friends feeling the same way. Reacting to the beating call, the gopis made a comic scene by slapping their arms and crossing their legs in various contorted postures. Commencing their vrata, the Braja Kumaris offer obeisances to Kalindi before bathing. Climbing down the bank, they slowly enter the water. Ignoring the call, they follow all the prescribed rules and completed their bath. Then, they joyfully run back up to the banks of the Yamuna. After coming out of the Yamuna, the gopis felt elated over courageously tolerating the painful cold water. The water dripping from the garments on the limbs of the young, beautiful, doe-eyed gopis with pretty smiles fell into the earth. It seems that their bodies wept golden tears after being tortured by the cold black waters of the Yamuna. The water birds that had spent their youth among the blooming lotus flowers in the Yamuna saw these drops as the wonderful essence of nectarian beauty. The shimmering light emanating from their golden bodies made the gopis look like a blissful embodiment of the goddess of fortune. The water previously caught in their hairs now poured out rapidly. It appeared as if the gopis cried out of fear. As they gratefully dried themselves with small towels, the gopis looked very beautiful. After removing the water from their bodies, the gopis compassionately gave up their enmity towards the cold water. While drying and arranging their hair, it seems that the gopis were showing affection to the weeping hair. The desirable Braja Kumaris have achieved a unique position due to their sweet beauty and refulgent golden complexion. After bathing and drying their creeper-like bodies, the gopis look even more beautiful as they filled their lotus mouth with the sweet names of Krishna. Even Lakshmi Devi could not surpass their fortune. While dressing in fresh clothes, they thoroughly immerse their minds in remembrance of Krishna. The borders of their dresses were ornamented with attractive lacing of gold and silver thread. After tying up their hair, the gopis, who are expert in various arts, proceed to a special place on the bank of the Yamuna. They occasionally sighted from the coal while carrying the puja paraphernalia that they had painstakingly gathered. The sweet fragrance of their breath attracted swarms of bees, but the gopis felt nervous and twitched their eyebrows because they could not tolerate the cold wind generated by the wings of the bees. Feeling compassionate, Suryadeva gradually dispelled their chill by caressing them with his gentle warm rays. Thus, Suryadev showed more affection to the gopis than to his own daughter, Yamuna Devi. The gopis set the excellent puja items on the sandy white banks of the Yamuna, which glistened like camphor powder. They chose a clean, quiet place for puja. It was a secluded location, undisturbed by the wind, and free from the contamination of Yamuna's foam and the footprints of birds and animals. Desiring to make a murti of Goddess Katayani out of sand, the highly qualified gopis spoke in sweet voices resembling the soft cooing of the cuckoos. One gopi said, quote, "Oh, my friends, we have never observed the Katayani Brata. Before initiating this auspicious act, we should remove the evil elements from the atmosphere. Are we going to conduct the worship individually or all together? Let us decide in such a way that we do not end up with a disaster. With faith and intelligence, we should take decision." End of quote. Another Saki said, "We should do the puja all together in a group. To perform puja separately is not good. Worshipping together will be more beneficial." End of quote. The experts in puja chanted sweet verses praising Krishna's attributes while offering handfuls of fragrant flowers to a murti of Katayani molded from sand. Seeing the elegant murti, the gopis felt that Bhagavati Katayani herself had appeared in that murti. The gopis thought, quote, "How fortunate we are to perceive Goddess Bhagavati, even though we have not yet installed the deity." End of quote. Feeling that they had satisfied Devi Katayani, the gopis felt elated. This strengthened their determination to execute the vow. To properly please Katayani, the gopis did Manasi Puja of the Murti before commencing the worship. While concealing the confidential desires within their hearts of controlling their minds, the gopis silently fetched water from the Yamuna. The gopis kept Krishna locked inside their hearts like a precious treasure. After washing their hands and doing achman, they sat down on kusha asans. Fixing their minds in the mode of goodness, the gopis silently worshipped Katayani. They invoked Katayani's presence in the murti. The expert pujaris respectfully uttered the mantra, Iha gacha gachatevi sanidanan ihachara krishnasya sannidanan naha prapasya papajaswa namo namaha. Quote, come Devi, please enter this murti. Please help us come close to Krishna. We pay obeisances to you again and again. End of quote. After invoking Katayani Devi in this way, the young gopis carefully place an asan before her. With great bliss, they humbly requested the glorious Katayani, quote, welcome Devi, we offer our heartfelt respects to you. Please accept this splendid asan, O Devi. May your visit be auspicious. We secretly request you to be merciful to us and bring Krishna before us. End of quote. While bathing Katayani's feet in water mixed with the appropriate ingredients, the gopis said, quote, O completely pure Durga, please accept this worship of your feet. May our breasts be cooled by this food water, which reminds us of Krishna's perspiration. Please help us meet our beloved Krishna. End of quote. Following the foot wash, the Braja Kumaris offer priceless argya, auspicious hand wash, made of selected items gathered according to Shastric rules. Quote, O Devi, you are worshipable by all the demigods. We offer this argya in hopes that you will soon award us the association of Krishna, who is our Maha-Agya. End of quote. After argya, the gopis presenting achaman, mouthwash. Quote, O Devi, we offer this pleasant achaman to you in hopes that you will be able to taste Krishna. End of quote. Then they offer madhuparka, a pleasant drink composed of honey, ghee, and yogurt, saying, quote, O Devi, we offer you this sweet madhuparka, which with the desire to taste Krishna's honey sweet lips. End of quote. Absorbed in samadhi and overcome with prema ras, these young pure-hearted girls within ways offer achman again while saying, quote, we offer you this achman with the desire to repeatedly drink the nectar from Krishna's lotus mouth. End of quote. They brought aromatic oils in a jewel container for massaging the body. Even without any wind, it automatically disperses rich fragrance throughout the air. It was an attractive deep red oil, just suitable for massage. The gopi says, quote, O Devi, please accept this oil for massaging your body. Please attach our bodies, which are saturated with prema, to each of Krishna's limbs. To remove the oil, they use a soft scented powder, which seemed like a spray from a fountain of concentrated bliss. While doing this, the gopi said, quote, we offer this fragrant powder to you. Please remove our sorrow by giving us the association of Krishna. End of quote. They respectfully offer bathing water scented with the finest camphor and kept it in a golden vessel. Quote, we offer you this finely scented bath water. Please arrange for us to bathe in the nectar of Krishna's association. End of quote. The Braja Kumaris very methodically offered the neatly folded sari woven with golden threads. Quote, O Devi, please accept this golden sari. Please arrange that our clothes will be exchanged with Krishna's clothes. End of quote. They brought the best quality flawless jewels and ornaments made by expert goldsmiths. Quote, please decorate yourself, O Devi, with these priceless ornaments, and please adorn us with the nectar of Krishna's limbs. End of quote. The young lotus eye gopis brought attractive ointments made of aguru, camphor, and musk. Quote, O Devi, we offer you these opulent ointments. Please arrange that our bodies will become anointed with the touch of Krishna's limbs. The heir obtained good fortune by carrying the pleasing celestial aromas of the various scents presented by the gopis. O Devi, we offer you these scents which enliven the nostrils. Please make our limbs fragrant with the aroma from Krishna's body. End of quote. They offer Vrindavan flowers from all six seasons, which were very colorful, covered with sweet pollen and surrounded by bees. Quote, O Devi, let our lips be worshipped by Krishna's teeth, which conquer the beauty of Kunda flowers. End of quote. They offer incense made of black aguru, kus, roots, and clusters of the finest gul, saying, quote, O Devi, we offer you this pleasing incense smoke. Please show us your effulgence and pacify our burning hearts. End of quote. While offering opulent ghee lamps mixed with camphor, the gopis prayed, please illuminate the house of our hearts. Please illuminate the house of our breasts with the lamp of Krishna's Kostuva jewel. End of quote. They offer milk, butter, rock candy, bananas, coconuts, mung dal, sun-dried rice, cakes soaked in sugar waters, malpoa, sweet rice, cooked grains, and mritakeli, and assorted little tasty cakes covered with powder, rock candy icing. While presenting these delicacies to Katayani, the girls prayed, quote, please eat all these pure and pleasing food offerings, and please give us the remnant from the lotus mouth that of the ever youthful Krishna. End of quote. Fixing their minds on their goal, the gopis chanted the following mantra with full feeling. Katat Katyayani Mahamaye Mahayogi Nyadishwari Nangagopa Sutandevi Patimme Kuruna Maha. That verse appears in the Bhagavatam. O Goddess Katayani, O great potency of the Lord, O possessor of great mystic power, O mighty controller of all, please make the son of Nanda Maharaj our husband. We offer our obeisances unto you. End of quote. Then they mutter japa with clear pronunciation while offering tambula and achman. The gopi said, quote, please relish this tambula made of betel, cloth, camphor, and cardamom. And please color our lips with the juice of Krishna's tambula. End of quote. performing arati, they say, quote, O Maheshwari, we show these lamps to you in hopes that you will please illuminate our limbs with the glow of Krishna's limbs, end of quote. After arati, they gracefully bow down on the ground and offer eloquent prayers, disclosing their mind's desire. The gopis pray, quote, O mother of Ganesh, neither your husband Mahadev, nor Brahma, nor Brihaspati can offer suitable praise to you. What to speak of others? We are greedy only to taste Krishna. Therefore, we glorify you so that you will stop the itching of our tongues. O Maheshwari, please shower your mercy upon us. You are called Yoga Maya, the potency of Mahavishnu, who possesses all energy. You have the power to do the impossible. You are peace, tolerance, nourishment, satisfaction, knowledge, and ignorance. Although you bind the living entities, you are the giver of liberation, O Mother of all. By your glance, the creation, maintenance, and destruction of the world take place. O Devi, you are the pinnacle of all auspiciousness. Your order and glories are sitting like a swan on the heads of all the devatas. You are expert in worshipping Krishna, and you are the supreme Vaishnavi. O Parameshwari, O Supreme Goddess, you always engage in the welfare of others. We pay our respects unto you. You perfectly understand the minds of all living entities. So please fulfill our desire to achieve Krishna as our husband. End of quote. Upon finishing their personal prayers for the day, the gopis pay respect and offer the deities of Katayani to the Yamuna. Throughout the days and nights of the entire months of the Vrata, the young girls maintain their unswerving zeal. Their throats always sung about Krishna's quality. As the day passed, the gopis offer more items and increase the standard of worship. Katayani Devi was pleased with the pure offerings and regular worship. Thus the gopis hope to obtain her grace. Indeed, just before the end of the month, they received the mercy of Devi. Everyone suspected that the gopis wanted wealth like any ordinary human being, but the gopis did not want any wealth from their worship of Yogamaya or the devatas. The all-auspicious Katayani fulfills the desires and bestows mercy and happiness upon those with a pure heart. She reciprocated with the Braja Kumaris by appearing within their minds, saying, quote, O auspicious girls, you are the embodiments of Krishna's conjugal attraction. You will obtain all good fortune by worshipping Krishna. The devotees of Lakshmi, who fulfill all desires, do not worship other devatas to obtain the favor of Lakshmi Devi. Your sincere prayers ornaments your heart and indicates your longing for Krishna. Your prayers also make me glorious. Very soon you will attain the association of Krishna according to your individual taste. Now you can stop your austerities. End of quote. After speaking thus, Katayani disappeared from their hearts. The words of the goddess greatly increased the gopis' faith. On the last day of the Vrata, the gopis felt quivering in their left arms, eyes, and thighs. These signs of imminent auspiciousness removed their fatigue and made them confident of obtaining the fruit of their desire to enjoy with Krishna. As they consider how to best complete their Vrata, The sun rose brilliantly in the sky. The lotus responded by opening happily as the atmosphere saturated with immeasurable joy. The gopis worshipped Devi with countless numbers of the best quality articles. Rejoicing over the successful completion of their brata, the gopis liberally offered the various puja items. Anticipating the forthcoming result of their austerities, the gopis succumbed to a playful mood and stood up excitedly. After receiving the blessings of Katayani, they took off their fancy pure silk saris, placed them on some clean ground. Following the local custom, they bathed naked in the Yamuna, elated and enthused. The gopis joyfully pushed and squeezed each other. Basking under the warm rays of the sun, they were oblivious to the cold water. The blissful gopis creating a cultivated scene as they lost themselves in the fun of water sporting. So, we stop today. This is the point that we are at the Bhagavatam. Garantara Shriman Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Haribol.